Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Now,
so could you please give us some good news on the show today? Some good news, because everything seems to be bad. And I said, you know, I was kind of thinking the same thing, but here's what I came up with for good news. Are you ready? We don't get into politics here on the RP Show. That's the good news. Homie, don't play that game. That's not what we do.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
It's hour two, everybody, and we're coming at you from the bunker out here in sunny Western Canada. It did rain overnight, which we don't need anymore, I don't think.
No, we're good.
Yeah, we're good for a while. Hour one was awesome on Game Plus TV. Wade Redden was with us, NHL great. We got down to a great hockey discussion, I would say. Covering the big Leafs trade. Kapanen's gone to Kasperi Kapanen gone to the Penguins as part of, I think, a 7-player swap. Go to TSN.ca for that, because we got other things to get to. A lot of CFL stuff, of course. And coming up, TSN Montreal's Mo Khan, who can talk about a variety of things, and he's going to in moments. And Vegas Golden Knights insider Gary Lawless will be joining us from Sin City. And Zach and Nelson writes in and he says, are you guys going to be opening to viewer questions for Gary Lawless? We absolutely are. And where is that Golden Knights hat? I saw it the other day, the one that Lawless gave me. Can you go? It's in Darren's office. Of course it is. Nick McConnell says, cartoon Rod looks like he'd be fun to hang out with. Real Rod is too, believe it or not. But we finished hour one talking about the CFL, and it's in my quick six show topic. So let's re-up on that, and then we'll bring Mo Khan in. Okay, let's do it, Jordan. Quick six show topics. When I woke up today, blink, opened my eyes. First thing I thought, it's game day, baby. Vegas, Vancouver, game two. This came directly from the Vegas Golden Knights. This is team issue with the Stanley Cup on the side. Can't believe I didn't have this up here earlier.
Beautiful.
But that's for when Gary joins us. I think Vancouver's going to come hot tonight. They were embarrassed in game one.
Yeah.
They'll be way better. They might even win.
They're rested, too. Yeah, it'll be good.
7:45, by the way. That's far more palatable to me than the 8:30 p.m. Mountain.
I know, and those two teams are so entertaining. They're really hurting on the East Coast when those games start at like 11:30.
Why are we not getting any ratings data or info? Am I missing it?
I haven't seen it either, but I haven't also been looking too hard, but it should be shoved in your face.
I know. Mo, let us know, please. Mo Khan, when he comes up here. He's in the shoot. He's ready to go. I'm just going through the quick six show topics.
That's usually a sign, though, that it's not good. if it's great, they shove it down your throat.
That's the thing. Okay. Point two, the CFL fan base. The campaign that was announced yesterday for $349, you can get your name on the base for the Grey Cup trophy when it travels from coast to coast. That's our poll question today. Will you be shelling out the dough for that? Over 80% of respondents last I saw said no. What's it now? This is on Facebook. What are they saying? Dee-dee-dee. Guys are just tabulating the votes right now in the back. There it is. What is 90% say no, they won't be paying it. They're hoping to raise $10 million, I'm told. They may not, but that's a pittance compared to what they were asking Ottawa for. And my thing on the CFL fan base, it's a good idea. I expect more. I'd like to see more. I know what the CFL is capable of, and I want to see them reach their potential, marketing-wise, revenue-wise, all the rest, because they've been skimming along for a long time on just getting by with the minimal effort required, in my opinion. And that needs to end if this league's going to be saved. Point three, CFL players opting out. None this morning as yet that we hear.
Right.
But yesterday, Sergio Castillo, Dakota Shepley, you know these names, Dion Lacey, Brett Lowther, Wynton McManus over in Calgary. And then breaking news this morning, by the way, the Los Angeles Rams of the National Football League have signed Derek Moncrief, former Rough Rider linebacker out of Oklahoma State. Point four, sad fizzle for the Avalanche last night. They may be swept out by the Dallas Stars. Unbelievable. Didn't see this coming, but they will be back. I'm not hearing much talk about McKinnon's better than McDavid anymore, by the way.
Since
last week. Sorry.
But he's good.
But he's not better than Connor. Point five, Jays' biggest win of the season came yesterday in Tampa Bay. The Jays have sole ownership of third place in the American League East. And point six, Kyle Lowry's injury, everybody wanted an update yesterday. They got it. He has a sprained left ankle, questionable for Thursday's game one against the Boston Celtics. That's the quick six show topics. And let's bring in now Mo Khan of TSN 690 Montreal. He's been sitting through all of that. How you doing, Mo?
I'm well, RP. How you been?
Good, good, good. Which of this veritable buffet of topics jumps out at you the most?
I was going to pay like $1,000 to get my name on the Grey Cup, but I guess they don't want my money now, the CFL. But that's quite the surprise in my books, what the CFL is trying to do with this initiative to get, I guess, fan interest back on board.
Yeah. Well, my take is it's not a bad idea, but I expect more, and I don't think this is going to be enough to save the CFL. The last time we chatted, you mentioned players were upset at the commissioner. The season was still hanging in the balance at that time, Mo. So what's the take in Montreal now, and what are you hearing from the players since the season's been canceled?
I think first from the Montreal perspective, as I said to others, RP, Montreal is a city that has a CFL team, whereas Regina is a CFL city. So, you know, the diehards, obviously, which is probably about 10,000 to 15,000, are disappointed that there is no season. But I think overall, this is a city that will live off the Habs, NFL, CFL probably comes fourth or fifth in the whole sports spectrum here. So I think it is a sad part of it. But also, when you think about it, though, RP, with this whole wide league over here, they botched this whole thing. And the players in particular are not happy. And the players I've spoken to in the last 10 days since the announcement was made by the CFL to kibosh the 2020 year, they want Ambrosi out. Now, will it happen? I'm not too sure. I think Ambrosi has some backers, such as Wade Miller, Scott Mitchell, the Ticats, who are all big supporters of Randy Ambrosi, who will support him. And I think that's going to be key. If he loses any of that support, then I think Ambrosi is on thin ice. But for now, he will be the commissioner until further notice.
Yeah. You know, obviously, it's not a shock. I've been supporting Randy Ambrosi from day one, but that's not to say that he's been perfect. And a couple examples are recent interviews where he said they got bad advice in terms of their government relations. I think he actually said that. And then to say, hey, I didn't invent coronavirus, but then turn around and say, I'll put this on me because I'm not like Trump who won't take onus for anything. I'm like, well, you're arguing both sides, Randy. Although it isn't a... It's a tough pinch. I mean, I could sit and argue that all day, Mo. Like, Mark Cohan couldn't have got him out of this jam, do you think?
Look, Mark Cohan, and the difference with Ambrosi and Cohan, and I dealt with both. Cohan was a people person, right? Like, he always wanted to get the younger demographics, and he talked about how can the CFL get the people hooked on to the league. Cohan was great at trying to connect with the 18 to 35 demographic. I remember my first Grey Cup that I covered in Montreal in 08. I was walking through, and he had his State of the Union coming up, and he saw me, of all people. And he's like, oh, my God, we have a young guy here covering the Grey Cup. It's amazing. So I think the difference with Ambrosi now is, has he rebuilt his image with the fan base? Has he lost the confidence of the fan base? I'm pretty sure he has. But moving ahead here, RP, this is going to be a key question for the CFL. What is their plan? No one knows what their plan is. And I think now moving towards the fall semester of games and whatever we have left now for sports, they have to lay down a plan for them to have that success, hopefully, to come back in 2021. I liken this to being a heart attack for the CFL. They had an awful, awful heart attack, and it's been revealed that they have to do quadruple bypass and a valve insert. And now for them, they got to get healthier and make sure that they have a proper plan in place that will make everyone happy to have football back, hopefully, next June.
So, yeah, I like it. But is it a quadruple bypass, a quintuple bypass, or is it a Cal Murphy-esque entire heart transplant, which I quite frankly would be in favor of? And just on the topic of the commissioners, NFL you follow closely, NHL obviously, Major League Baseball, they're all playing, or it looks like the NFL is going to. Could the CFL have handled it better optically? Because listen, Mo, we're not going to hear what their plan is. I don't know what their plan's going to be. We didn't really hear what the NHL's plan was. For 2 months, they didn't say much. Right? I mean, what your thoughts on their return to play and how it worked and how the leagues look? Because nobody's criticizing those commissioners right now.
No, because those commissioners, and let's not forget, RP, the reality is the NHL, NFL, MLB, NBA, they're all multi-billion dollar industries. The CFL isn't at that level. We know that. But the thing is with the CFL is that they, just like the NFL, had a little bit more time to work with to gauge what can we do to get a bubble, as you were first reported back in June and July about Winnipeg being the destination. The reality was, it just felt like that they're just hoping and hoping that, hey, we'll get this on the fly, sort of like cramming for an exam the night before. And that's what the CFL did when it came to the presentation for the government, not once, but twice. And I think the biggest fault for the CFL was the lack of communication with its players. If you don't communicate with the product, which is your players, how are you going to be able to have a proper league in place to play a 6-8 game schedule plus playoffs? And hey, oh, by the way, you got to quarantine 2 weeks if you're American coming up here to Canada. So this was definitely a situation where the project was there, but nothing was enacted upon to make sure that's got going forward to win a football year.
Hey, by the way, just as we roll, breaking news, Nelson, our VP of Sim Events, tells us John Tortorella has been fined $25,000 for his conduct during his media availability following Game 5 of the Columbus-Tampa Bay series. You know that's the one, right? It was less than a minute. You obviously saw it, Mo.
45 seconds. Take
on, yeah, it led to my point in my column on the weekend that I wish coaches would have a little more respect for the job the media has to do. And on the flip side, I wish the media would have a little more empathy for what the coaches are going through and the players. The question was fair, I thought. It was, hey, what did this do for your team to live together for the last 6 weeks? And Tortorella snapped and walked away. What do you think of this guy?
Look, Torts is a very heart-on-the-sleeve type of person. He will say what's on his mind, and we saw it in Tampa when he won the Cup in 04. Vancouver was a disaster. Rangers, he did fairly well. Now Columbus. And you wonder now, RP, with Torts in Columbus, how long will this last for? Because he has a short shelf life of success, right, where at some point players will turn against him and not even pay attention to what he's trying to instill as a system. So I think for Tortorella and this Columbus team, they superseded expectations given what they lost the year before. And now moving towards this offseason, the key question for them is Pierre-Luc Dubois. Can you lock him up to a long-term deal and be that face of the franchise for the next 6 to 7 years?
Producer Clark's pointed out a good question here. You're the voice of McGill University football and says on U Sports Football, could a Big Eight spring league happen with top eight teams across Canada? I see the U of S Huskies are convening for practice dupes. You probably saw that. What's your take on U Sports Football here as it relates to Quebec, obviously, and then all of Canada as we get close to Labor Day?
Well, for Quebec, this week we'll find out with University and Cégep. Those are the two big football leagues in Quebec. Cégep is equivalent to grade 12 and 13 across Canada. And we're going to find out because for the RSQ, their biggest generator for money is football from high school right up to university. And they have TV contracts with TVS Sport, the university, and other webcasts for Cégep. Now, for what has been discussed for the present towards the future, who knows? Because every day... this is changing on a dime because some people are saying, yeah, we'll have a football season. And then last night I hear from someone else saying, hey, it may not happen altogether. So depending on what person you talk to, RP, it changes on a dime here. But I think for this idea for U Sports to maybe go with a Big Eight, it's been toyed with for many years. A lot of the big powers, the Blue Bloods, want to have maybe their own league at some point. Who knows? But at some point for the U Sports level, it definitely was a disaster because of how they handled the initial cancellation of the football season. And now trying to step back a couple yards here and trying to build towards having a football year again next spring or next fall for that matter.
Jim Mullen, the president of Football Canada, who gave us this beautiful helmet right here, Football Canada lead. Yeah, he had been championing the Northern Eight for years. And then with this pandemic and the cancellation of U Sports, he did say schools going off and playing exhibition games on their own does nothing for the sport. In his mind, how do you feel about that? Because not every school is going to be able to play. It's a major competitive imbalance. How do you feel about that stance?
I love Jim. Jim's one of the best guys. He's been the frontier for football for many, many, many years in Canada. But, you know, when I speak to guys in Canada West in particular, which got impacted pretty badly by this whole cancellation, and even OUA for that matter, they've all said, look, if we can play football to give our kids film for pro scouts to look at NFL and CFL, then we'll do it. But we must do it in a way that's not going to impact their health long term. And that's where the question comes up, RP, is what is the aftermath effect of COVID-19 on someone who gets it? Will they have the issues 10, 20 years down the road because they suffered COVID-19 in September 2020? So that's why I think there's a lot of moving parts for this idea. But I get it, though. These kids want to play football. And these kids want to be recognized by the next level of professional teams out there. If that means you're playing a jamboree or a controlled scrimmage, for that matter, I'm all for that, provided that the health is the priority for everyone involved, from staff members right down to the players.
Great point. It's interesting time in history, Mo. You see parents of U.S. college players, football players, are having peaceful protests out front of schools because they want their kids to play this fall for all the reasons you just outlined. Last question. Producer Clark said it, and I'll piggyback on it. He said, can the Raptors beat the Celtics without Kyle Lowry? I don't think that he's going to be gone the whole series, but they could go the way of the Flames without Matthew Tkachuk, fellas. Without their spiritual heart and soul leader, they wilted, and Lowry's that for the Raptors, is he not? Like, this is pretty serious stuff, Mo.
He is, RP. And the thing is, with Lowry, this Raptor team does not match up well with the Celtics. And for Boston, for whatever reason, they play tough against Toronto in the last year and a half. And their biggest thing is their wing play, with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum being the two tour de forces for this franchise. If the Raps can't control those two guys, this opens up things for everyone else on that court for the Boston Celtics. Now, if Kyle Lowry probably won't go Thursday or Saturday, whenever that might be, for game one or game two, but can they hold serve and split the first two games before they go to games three and four? And this is going to be a well-coached series of Brad Stevens and Nick Nurse. I think Nick Nurse has to pull an ace out of his sleeve to really get this team buying into what they believe in. Because remember, the Raptors were 1-3 against the Celtics during the regular season. If they can't win the board battle, and if they can't win the wing play against Boston, I think Boston could win the series in six, maybe seven.
Wow. Well, Rod Black was with us last week, or 2 weeks ago, I guess, and said, Nets are a gimme. I'm worried about Boston. So there you go, saying kind of all the same things. Mo, thanks for this, my friend, and thank you for the support of our show. Keep in touch, and stay safe out there.
Always, man. And hopefully we'll have the hashtag, is it June yet, for the CFL 2021 begin tomorrow.
No kidding. All right. Thank you, Mo. Mo Khan, TSN 690 Montreal. We're going to take a timeout. I will tell you that the Prairie Mobile text line is open, 306-840-8777. We got comments that I'm going to get to after the break. Also want to tell you the program's brought to you by Bidzy. What day is it today, Dupes?
Tuesday.
You had to think about it.
Jeez, I did have to think about it.
Bidzy.com is for people who don't know who to contact when they need something done. So instead of reaching out to multiple businesses, just Bidzy it. Bidzy connects businesses with customers. It's free to post projects and free for businesses to give it a try. Head to Bidzy.com to get started today. On the way, Gary Lawless of the Vegas Golden Knights, as it's game day. It's not quite nighttime, Zach. That's 7:45 p.m. Mountain. Then it'll be nighttime. Gary Lawless coming up. It's the RP Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network. And you're listening and watching around the world on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop staffed by PGA of Canada professionals is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG, always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
People donate blood for moments like this.
But there are lots of reasons why Canada's Lifeline needs donors every day.
Like the fact that someone with leukemia can need up to 8 units of blood a week.
Or that donated blood lasts no longer than 42 days.
Or to help new moms and babies, like Henry.
There's lots of reasons to donate blood. That's why we need donors every day.
The need for blood is constant. Join Toyota and our Toyota dealers in supporting Canada's Lifeline.
Worry about how much someone drinks.
Do you feel neglected or unloved? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rob.
Welcome back, everybody. Hang on to that Chris Bird comment. I'd like to read it. Chris sticking with us into hour two. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. Got to love those Southern Ontario viewers, right?
Yep.
Vancouver Canucks look to even things up against the Vegas Golden Knights tonight in Edmonton. After losing 5-0 in game one, the Canucks need a much better performance to try to even up the best of seven series tonight. I can't tell you how great it feels to have gotten up and be thinking about that game. It's all I've been thinking about, and I've got no dog in the fight. I shouldn't really care. Really?
But you do.
But I do, but I don't. Like, I shouldn't, but I do.
Are we putting a bet on this game? I've kind of gotten on the Canucks bandwagon.
Sure. I'm betting all these Canucks fans. I didn't know you guys existed till they got good.
Lunch at Ballers.
And you're not a... They're your second team, right?
Second, third, yeah, somewhere in there.
I got so many bets out right now, and they're all lunch, of course.
Of course.
Earlier tonight, the Boston Bruins faced the Tampa Bay Lightning in Toronto. Boston leads the series 2-0. But instead of worrying about COVID and all the crap out there, you're actually thinking about a game. It's awesome. Kawhi Leonard and the Clippers are in the NBA spotlight tonight. The Clippers and the Dallas Mavericks are tied 2-2 in their best-of-seven playoff series, heading into Game 5 at Walt Disney World in Florida. Earlier, the Utah Jazz have a chance to win their series against the Denver Nuggets. Utah leads 3-1. The Blue Jays are back at their temporary home in Buffalo, New York, after splitting a four-game series at Tampa Bay. The Blue Jays open a three-game series against the Boston Red Sox tonight. Righty Chase Anderson gets the start for Toronto. The Blue Jays are 14-13 on the season. Here's one. A crowd will attend a sports event for the first time during the COVID-19 pandemic tonight. A maximum of 250 people will be allowed at Stade Saputo as the Montreal Impact host the Vancouver Whitecaps in Major League Soccer action. Don't really like the way that's worded.
Whose family gets to go to the game?
I know. Well, I don't like the way that's worded. Maybe say that again. A crowd will attend a pro sports event for the first time during the pandemic. Says you. Does that not include Kings Park Motor Speedway where I was at? I was there.
Right.
Maybe the first pro sports.
In North America.
Yeah. Well, this is saying Canada, but.
Okay.
I miss Connor Wallman, our intern, writing my sports updates, rather than these Rudy Poos at the Canadian Press. The New York Mets will resume play with a doubleheader against the Miami Marlins. Today, the Mets are able to resume their schedule after no additional members tested positive for COVID-19 since the team learned of two infections that caused four games to be postponed last week. This sports update for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive in Saskatoon. See you at Wendell's. They got the game on right now, or the show on right now. They Instagrammed me.
Great.
It's Taco Tuesday, $13.99 featured. Come on down to Wendell's. Please help these guys out. They're working hard, and gals. And for Ben Cahoon's G2G protein bars, the best you'll ever have, with seven amazing flavors, RP Show viewers get 20% off with the promo code RP Show. Order yours now at g2gbars.ca. I said I had text messages just ahead of Gary Lawless. This is from Leonard again, texting in the 536. From Leonard, the CFL fan base is awesome. I was walking in Wascana Park with a bunch of post office guys that are retired. They're all Rider fans. That's from Leonard. The problem with that is the retirees can't be the only fans. Of course, we got young Rider fans here too and Bomber fans too, as Gary will attest. But it's, they can't just appeal to the retirees anymore. Which, by the way, Brady in Saskatoon, who is 18 years old, writes us and says, Rod, I will not be paying $349 plus tax to have my name on the Grey Cup fan base. I don't have the money, and it's not something I'd ever be interested in coughing up my money for. That's from Brady. So let's bring him in now from Sin City, Vegas Golden Knights insider Gary Lawless, who's been sitting through that. How you doing, Gare?
I'm good, Rod. How about you, bud?
Good, good. Do you want to start with hockey or on the CFL news that's in the news right now? Your call.
We'll do hockey and then CFL. Okay. But first, I got to ask you a question.
Yeah.
What is it with you people in Saskatchewan?
You people? Did you just say you people? Don Cherry got fired for that. Okay.
And aero bars. I'm talking about everyone in Saskatchewan, not any one group. My friend, Carla Koch, good Saskatchewan woman from Meadow Lake, she insists, I was in Canada recently, and insisted that no matter what I did, I had to bring aero bars back for her. A box of them, not one, a box. Then I get to the border, and the guards in the U.S., they wanted to take it away. And I'm like, why? And they're like, well, these are really good. It was quite interesting. Anyways, are you an aero bar guy?
It's my wife's favorite chocolate bar.
Yeah, yeah. They're about the same age, 29.
You're right. I'd have to ask her why. Mine's the O'Henry, by the way. I don't know what it is. There's got to be a thing. I'll look into it, Gary. I appreciate that.
All right.
By the way, driving back and forth, it looks like your family's all together again. Summer's over. Things all cool that way? Did you have a good summer, everybody?
Actually, the girls are still in Manitoba. They're still at the lake. Lauren,
but you have your dogs.
I brought the dogs back. But Lauren is doing a distance learning. And she's doing it from the cottage for now. So good. It was 115 here last week. That's no place for a kid. And the cottage, her friends, they don't start school till September 12th or something like that, or in middle of September. So all her friends are running around the lake still, so it's a good fit. Anyways,
oh, good.
CFL,
good.
What do you want to know?
On the 115, Ray Elgard's got his tongue out. When Vegas people are saying it's hot, you know it's hot. Okay, you called the two-goalie system in the playoffs, Gary, going into it. But I don't think anybody of us saw this coming. I mean, is it, how much of a distraction is the Fleury-Leonard thing, or is the team even allowing
not
it
at
to
all.
Be?
Yeah. Listen, they're 8-1 in the bubble. There's no distraction. Okay? Leonard is 6-1 with a .918 save percentage. Pete DeBoer has a job. It's to win the Stanley Cup. That's what Kelly McCrimmon and George McPhee, that's the team, the kind of team they put together. A Stanley Cup contender. And I don't know how you can argue what DeBoer's done. Every time he puts a goalie's name on the card, that guy wins, except for once since they got to Edmonton. I think both guys are capable. I think they're going to need both guys. I think that the whole tweet thing was unfortunate. I think it was ill-timed. I get the agent's loyalty to the player, but we did a podcast yesterday. And I said to Shane Knighty, I said, in a weird way, this may galvanize the Golden Knights. Number one, if there was any unspoken issue between Fleury and Leonard, that got cleared up because they talked. So there's no issue there. And we saw both of them say nice things about one another publicly. And we saw the way Fleury embraced Leonard after the shutout the other night. The players, if you're a player and somebody, they're now 11 wins away from having their hands on the Stanley Cup. When someone from the outside, you know, tries to distract or tries to create a schism within your group, players, they just pull together. This gives them a little more of us against the world type attitude. So I don't think that I don't think there's a goalie controversy. I don't think the tweet had a negative effect at all on the team. I think it probably stirred up the fan base a little bit and gave the media lots to talk about. But Leonard went out and had a shutout the next night. So page turned, case closed for me.
Sure, but in these pandemic times, it's not like you're out and about around Vegas talking to people like I know you do. I mean, I don't know how it's going over with the Golden Knights fan base. For instance, I'm doing some reading here, and Fleury, after Gerard Gallant was fired, said publicly, hey, this is on me. I didn't play well enough. Like, did he not have as good a regular season as it looked like that we thought that he did? Did he freeze? Oh, we got to get him to refresh. Remind me, by the way, to come back. Jeff, the Stamps fan's trolling us here. I don't understand it, why he does it. Regarding the Aero bars, and I said it's my wife's favorite chocolate bar, and it's very popular in Saskatchewan. Jeff, the Stamps fan, says, it makes sense Saskatchewan likes Aero bars. Much like their football team, it's full of holes. This is my problem with Calgary. They can make asinine, idiotic comments like that, but I shoot something back, and I'm the biggest jerk ever. Right?
Fragile.
Very fragile. I'll come back to that. We're talking about Calgary, Gary. We were just tap dancing here while it broke up. So anyways, just on the Fleury thing. Sorry, was he not as good in the regular season as we all thought that he was here in Canada?
The team save percentage was 900 in the regular season. It's not good enough.
No, that's low.
And you know, listen, part of that was Malcolm Subban. Leonard got in here for a few games, but this team was number one in the league in all kinds of shot metrics. And was in the bottom third in the league in team save percentage. So I think bringing in Leonard improved the second goaltender aspect. And you know, Pete DeBoer, obviously he's liked what he's seen, and he's gone with Leonard. That doesn't, to me, like I don't see any – there's no scenario for me where the Golden Knights get to the Stanley Cup final and Marc-Andre Fleury hasn't played a big role in it. This is very early. They've won one series and won one game in round two. Lots can change. And Marc-Andre Fleury is a world-class goalie, a Hall of Fame goalie. He is going to have something to say if the Golden Knights are going to have success here going forward.
I'm totally with you. Kelly Rudy said that in 93, the Kings would not have gotten out of round one without Rob Stauber. So there's a lot of hockey left, and you say 11 wins. That's a lot of wins, Gary, as you well know. Hey, what do you expect out of the Canucks tonight? Because I think they're going to come out like guns a-blazing, houses on fire.
Yeah, they'll be way better. You know, I mean, they were emotionally spent after two really tough series against veteran teams, Minnesota and then St. Louis. Life in the bubble. They knock out the Blues Friday. They got the Golden Knights on Sunday. You know, normally in between series, there's travel. There's two or three days, maybe even four. Vegas had 5 days off after their win over the Blackhawks. They looked really hungry. They played the best game they've played so far in the playoffs. So, I expect Vancouver to be much better. And this will be a real tail of the tape game for me. We're going to learn a lot about both teams tonight.
Yeah, no kidding. Sure loving the Ryan Reeves, Antoine Roussel story. I'm sure you are too. How do you think that goes tonight?
Yeah, that'll be interesting. You know, I think that you got to be careful with a guy like Roussel. He is very unpredictable. He's done his job. The teams that he's played for have always loved him, and the teams that played against him have always hated him. So, Ryan is very effective at what he does, and he knows his role. I wouldn't want to, you know, Vancouver's power play is so deadly. I wouldn't want to get caught in a situation where Roussel sucked somebody into retaliation, and that resulted in the Canucks scoring a goal. Like Vegas had three power plays on Sunday night. Vancouver only had one, and that's a big part of the formula of beating the Canucks. Their top five: Pettersson, Besser, Hughes, Horvat. Help me out. I'm missing one guy. Anyways, they got 29 points so far in the playoffs. 17 of them are on the power play, more than half. Yeah. They're five big guns. So JT Miller is the other guy. Yeah. So, you know, you can't put him on the power play.
I'm sorry, you touched off a war in the comments section here with your arrow bars thing. That's what the Stamps fan wrote in and says, of course, they're loved in Saskatchewan. They're like their football team, full of holes. The Rider fans have gone back at Calgary and said, well, the Stamps are like Eat More bars. They're soft and full of nuts, blah, blah, blah. I'd love to know what the bomber. Yeah, way to go, Gary. So I was mesmerized reading that as you went along. Hey, a quick take on this with the Kraken. Everybody's saying, oh, they're going to get soft expansion rules like the Golden Knights did. And like I hear that a lot. And I'm like, listen, who was William Karlsson? He was junk in Columbus. Who was Jonathan Marchessault? So who were these guys? Derek Anglin was a journeyman, man. Like Braden McNabb.
First of all, Bill Foley wrote a check for $500 million. The Seattle owners wrote a check for $650 million. Like, what if you buy a Tim Hortons franchise, do you not get to sell the best donuts? Do they say, oh, we're going to let you have a franchise, but you can't sell the maple glazed for 5 years? You can sell decaf coffee, but you can't have our good coffee. Like, where else in business do you tie a new partner's hands behind their back? Now, listen, every team loses one player. If you're going to suggest, there's the dogs that you were
here
talking
we go.
About.
They're fired up on your rant here.
If you're going to suggest that these are soft rules, it's the first time the rules have ever made sense. Do you want to admit another team into your league so that they can struggle and be terrible and potentially fold? No, you want to give them an opportunity to succeed. And let's face it, when George McPhee and Kelly McCrimmon put their team together, nobody thought the team was any good. All of the predictions were this team is going to be the worst team in the National Hockey League. So, listen, good luck to Seattle. Everyone, you know, they've had a fantastic start to getting into the league, and they've sold a ton of merchandise. They've sold a lot of tickets. Like, they're going to be strong economically. The rules are – everyone's seen how this works. I'm not sure they're going to be will they get a team, and will that team go right to the Stanley Cup in the first year? Color be dubious.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, by the way, because they got a lot to say for themselves. We sold four times what the Golden Knights did. I'm like,
hey, good for them.
Right. Yeah, that's great.
Applaud. Like, yeah.
But do your talking on the ice. And by the way, you've been around, Gary. Ottawa was awful. Florida Panthers were awful. Nashville didn't make the playoffs for 8 years. Like, something needed to be changed. Anyways, to the CFL.
The Red Blacks, didn't the Red Blacks get to the Grey Cup, like, in two of their first 3 years?
Yeah. The second year they were there. Yeah. The first year they were awful. Yeah. But yeah.
And then they won the third year. Well, good for them. Now that franchise is viable. It's one of the best franchises in the league. You go Winnipeg, Saskatchewan, or Saskatchewan, Winnipeg, however you want to do that. And then Ottawa's right in the mix there. So good for them.
By the way, JR and Cranbrook just saying the refs are clearly on the Golden Knights side, by the way. Cranbrook,
okay.
BC,
great,
they're saying.
Yeah, okay.
He was saying Monday morning, too. Oh, man, yeah, I could go on with Gary on this forever. But that was a nice segue to the CFL, because you teased quite a tweet last week. You said, if I was still writing on the CFL, I'd have a lot to say. So, hey, put your CFL cap on right now. What's your take on how this has played out?
Well, I'm enormously disappointed in the leadership of the league, and I would put that at the ownership level, and I would put that at in the head office level. This was an opportunity for this league to get together, to be creative, to find a way to play some games, and to draw attention. There's no college football. We don't know what's going to happen to the NFL. The NHL has grabbed the imagination of so many people. They've done such a great job. Wade Miller put together a plan in Winnipeg to have a bubble that, you know, the government was, Health Canada was prepared to sign off on. And for $30 million, they let this opportunity pass by. $30 million. That's the money they were asking for from the government. And, you know, the way they asked for it doesn't make any sense to me at all. They had no plan originally. And there, where was the creativity? Where was Randy Ambrosi going to the owners of the Toronto Argonauts, Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment, and their partners, TSN, and their part owners at Rogers, and saying to them, you know what? We know the rights are with TSN. We're in trouble. This is an opportunity to put some games on both networks, to create a whole bunch of shoulder programming while we're in the bubble. Let's sit down here, just like Gary Bettman did when he went to Don Fehr and created a new collective bargaining agreement. Let's sit down here, and for the next 6 months, let's find a way to take over sports broadcasting in Canada and put this on television. Let's go to ESPN, who's not going to have any college football. Let's play on Saturdays, and let's find a way to get more eyeballs on our league than ever before. 30 million? You would pay $100 million for that. And instead, they laid off Chris O'Leary today. Like, what's the plan here? To mothball the league? Who's going to be talking about the Canadian Football League for the next year if the guy that writes about the league on the league website isn't doing it? Because I can tell you, there aren't going to be any articles in the Toronto Star or the Globe and Mail or the National Post. There's going to be few and far between in the newspapers in Winnipeg. Maybe they'll get some love in Regina, Winnipeg, or Edmonton, Calgary, Vancouver, but turned off. Like, I you know, I love this league. I've worked in it, you know, covered it since 1993 when I got into the newspaper business, worked for the Argos, proudly have a great cup ring in my house, have all kinds of paraphernalia and merch in my house. My daughter loves the league. One of the highlights of our summer last year was going to a Blue Bomber game at Investors Group Field. And Dave Naylor said to me the other day that he really believes they have to go to a single entity ownership plan. And I'm not sure he's wrong, because some of the guys that are in the boardroom level have no business owning a Canadian Football League team. This is it is thoroughly disappointing to me what has happened. This was an opportunity to grow your brand, to grow your league. You're talking about not being able to not just having retirees as fans, and you got to have 18-year-olds as fans. Well, the 18-year-olds in Toronto are going to be looking for something to watch on Saturday afternoons this fall when Ohio State and Notre Dame aren't on the television. And the CFL had an opportunity to walk through that door. This was years of neglect in those big Ontario markets. This was an opportunity to show your product off, and instead, nothing. Nothing. It's a shame.
Yeah, drop the ball. And I appreciate that. You nailed it. And I just think this is the opportunity to come back stronger than ever. This is how it's going to happen, Gary. Look, your dog obviously needs attention. The fans are voting Gary Lawless Rock Star of the Day, so we'll ship you your hat. I'll return the favor, Gary. Good luck tonight, and let's do it again soon.
Thanks a lot, Rod. Have a great day, bud.
Appreciate it. Gary Lawless from Vegas. Zach in Calgary. Standing ovation. For Gary Lawless there. Look, we're going to break and come back and unpack all of that, okay? And by the way, for Killer Kaminsky, coming up later in the show, I am going to put on my Killer Hockey shirt. I brought it. I'm awesome. Going to wear it. So just hang on. It's all coming up. The fun's still ahead. And another big thank you to Gary Lawless for the time, because that was awesome. It's the RP Show on Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website, IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
Download the app today.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Okay, here we go, everybody. Where to start on that? I will just say this on Gary, on the Golden Knights thing. Like he said, it's actually the first time he's answered that question about the expansion thing with the Golden Knights by saying, yeah, we were favored because they didn't want us to suck like every other preseason. Because normally he said, give McPhee and McCrimmon credit for the way they did those deals and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'll say this, the Vegas Golden Knights made history in sports, not just the NHL, for an expansion team going all the way to the championship game. Who does that? The Vegas Golden Knights. So the Seattle Kraken can talk about all the shirts they sold. Clark bought one. And all the stuff they got going on. We're the first to do this. We're the first to do that. Where do you start playing games, boys and girls? Because that's what we're in this for. Not to make political statements. We're in it to win. Isn't that what they said in Slapshot? That's what we're here for, guys. To win.
Yeah. And it has,
remember?
It has nothing to do with the expansion draft. It has everything to do with culture in Vegas.
Yeah.
Look at the hockey people, top to bottom, that came in there. You know, with McPhee and McCrimmon, and you look at Gerard Gallant. That's culture. It's all culture.
Mike in Toronto says, the Florida Panthers. I say, what about them? They came in 92, and they didn't get to the final till 96. That's 4 years. They weren't even close to the Stanley Cup final in their rookie year. Poll question today, couple of them. Because they're both very important. For Capital Automall Universal Collision Center, will you be paying $349 Canadian plus tax to get your name on the Grey Cup fan base? 90% of you saying, no, you're not. And 10% of you saying, yes, you will. The other poll question, my screen froze, and that's very rare with this Apple iPhone. Now it's free. I've already tweeted the rock star of the day, Gary Lawless, is running away with it. They're saying, give him the hat right now. It's over.
Oh, yeah.
Gary Lawless, rock star of the day. The second poll is, what is Canada's CFL Sim game of the week in week 12? Ottawa at Winnipeg, Montreal at Toronto, Hamilton at BC, or Sask at Edmonton. Running away with it, Rough Riders, Edmonton, 63% of the vote. Now, you Edmonton fans, you fans of all the other teams, get voting on this. You Bomber fans, you know how big we are in Winnipeg. The numbers show it.
Oh, yeah.
Vote for your team. You can go to the at Rod Peterson Show account and vote on that. It's running away on Facebook, too.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't surprise me. 73% of the vote. So after all of that, I got the polls out of the way. This is what I'm going to do because I always go on long in this segment. We're going to take a break, come back for overtime, and we'll get into Gary's comments on the CFL. Yep. And everything else that we need to get into, okay? Perfect. And I'll be wearing Killer Kaminsky's shirt. So hang on. We'll come right back for overtime. It's the RP Show, Game Plus TV Network. Listen live on rodpeterson.com.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top-quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter. Monster hit. Crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I switched. Actually, doesn't look too bad.
Looks great.
I don't normally wear T-shirts.
You always say that, and they look fine.
Because I got a long pencil-y neck and pipe cleaner arms, so I usually just wear golf shirts. Covers that up. Here you go. Here we go, killer. Ta-da! Kevin Killer Kaminsky. Killer hockey. What does it say in the shirt? The way hockey's supposed to be played?
Yeah, the way hockey should be. Killer hockey. Pure passion and grit.
Yeah. Kevin Killer Kaminsky has his own clothing line. Hats, toques, T-shirts, bunny hugs, the whole thing. Killer hockey.
Kind of feels like the Golden Knights way. Passion, grit.
Yep.
You know, that, tough.
This was around before the Golden Knights were, baby. So, Lala's still texting me here. I got to thank Kirby, our sponsor from Suds, by the way, for the breaking news. Texting me again. Derek Moncrief is now an LA Ram. I got to tell you, I love this daytime sports talk. There is nothing else like it, folks, in the country. Yeah, in the country. Because in America they have it, but in Canada they do not. Talking about the breaking news of the day, teeing up tonight's games, they don't have it. I just love what we do here every day.
Yeah.
And I think our viewers love it too. Daryl Pratt writes in, Gary Lawless, thumbs up on the CFL. I sure hope the higher-ups there are listening and taking notes. Oh, they're listening, but they're not taking notes. And by the way, with Lawless, he would not have said that in his past role on TSN. And for obvious reasons, but they're the television rights holder for the Canadian Football League. It's not good business for Gary Lawless, if he was in that role, to go and rip the hell out of the CFL owners. And I wrote this down. Enormously disappointed in the leadership of the CFL. It's the truth. It's what I've been saying for months. It's why Gary and I always got along. And saying that they need to have one ownership for the CFL. It's starting to come around. What I've been saying. How long have I been on this MLSC train?
A little while. A few weeks now.
Now I want to say 6 weeks to 8 weeks. By the way, Mike in Toronto, Mike says, I love the interactive part of this show. That's the secret sauce, as Paul says. Jeff, the Stamps fan, says, hadn't Moncrief signed with someone earlier in the season? Offseason? Yes, the Vegas Raiders, but they let him go. Come on. Keep up. Keep up. Do I need to speak slower for Stampeders fans? They love it back there.
He was holding it in.
Well, that was Clark. Belly laugh out of the control room. But look, I want to... He said it earlier. He's trolling us about arrow bars and how they're like Saskatchewan's football team full of holes. They can say all this crap about us. I throw something back and I'm the biggest asshole in the world. I'm so tired of it. Coming always from Calgary. But listen, I lived there. I went to school there. Their hatred to Saskatchewan is palpable. I finally had enough. So you stand back and kick sand back over the border and all of a sudden you're a jerk. Just because we stand up for the province, I just don't get it. Shut your mouth. It's not playful trolling from them.
No.
It's a genuine hatred.
Yeah.
Now, that's not even what we're talking about here. With the CFL, interested to see where this is going, man. Like with the fan base, they're not going to raise enough money to save the CFL. These owners, they got a serious decision to make here coming up in a few months' time. Like Gary said, they lay off the writer now for CFL.ca this morning, Chris O'Leary. What you're
thank
you're
you for
thinking.
Bringing that up.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What do you know? You got have some thoughts, obviously.
Hey, those are the only people you need right now are the PR people, the communications people, and the writers and the content creators, because they're the people who are your product now. You don't have games, so you don't need ticket sellers. You don't need sponsorship people. You don't need that stuff right now. I mean, you need to be working on those deals for next year and moving forward and other online initiatives and things like that for sure. But your product now is not football, because there is no football. Your product is in the content you put out, the articles on your website, the videos that you put on YouTube, and your social media content and your digital content and the content that you work with your partners like TSN on, you know, and the things that happen on shows like this. With personnel being on interviews and things, that is your product now. So as much as, you know, you don't have a product on the field, every communications person across the league needs to be talking to every key marketable player on their team and being, okay, how many interviews can you do in a week? We're going to put you as many places as possible. And you're going to do one-on-ones all over your local community, on your rights holder, on the competition, on every network. And with the league, we got to put out as much content and feel-good stories. That's now your product. Those are the people you need to employ, number one.
Yeah.
That's your product for the next year.
Well, way, way, way back at the start of this, I said I don't have faith in the leadership of this league to guide the league through this. Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed my mind on that. And at least Gary stood up and said the same thing. I'm starting to get a little... support here on these views that I've been saying for 5-6 months, and I'm not this renegade rogue tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorist. I'm just telling you what's actually going on, because there's only five of us that cover the damn league. Farhan, Naylor, Justin Dunk, us, and who else?
Right.
Chris O'Leary, but he got fired today. Thanks, Clark.
Yeah, that's it on a national basis.
Look,
in this country,
Jeff Kozak, the commish has to come to each CFL city and be up front to advertise the league, probably more than once a year with Randy's road trip. Nick McConnell, you get way more CFL news here and three down. CFL site, not so much. If it wasn't for Dunk, because we've just been piggybacking on him, would we have any idea who's opting out?
No.
Because the CFL teams aren't saying it. The CFL website isn't saying it.
No.
Yeah, whatever. I'm just sitting back and watching this. This whole idea of Randy Ambrosi needs to have his image, what should I say, spiffed up, saved, helped, whatever. I don't even know how they would do that. I don't know what they need to do to save this league. I don't know. Because when I got up this morning, I was thinking about the Golden Knights and the Canucks. I wasn't thinking about the problems of the CFL. I'm sorry to say. What show was I on the other day? Host was asking me, what I've learned in the pandemic. One big thing I've learned is that there's a lot of people that only follow the CFL. There's a lot of people, Darren. You know that? A lot. I didn't realize there were so. They're right. The only thing they follow is the Rough Riders in the CFL. Way more than you'd think.
Yeah.
They're the ones that are going to be paying $349 plus tax to get their name on the base. There's not enough of them that is to sustain this league.
It's not. It's not enough. You're right. It's not enough. You have to have the attention of the casual fly-by-night fans. And I know when you're a diehard, you kind of get protective of your space, right? And you're like, we don't need those fans that don't really care about. Yeah, you do.
Yes, you do.
You need those fans who show up. They're the ones who fill out 75% of the stadium, and it turns over every single game, different 75%. The season ticket holders are your base, and you love them, guaranteed. But those guys bring in the revenue.
I promise only two more minutes, and then it will be done, guys, and you can go for lunch. But on that take, I see they're saying it again in Vancouver. Don't cheer for us now. We don't want to be Canada's team. I saw you retweeted that the other day. You didn't cheer for us for the last 10 years, so don't cheer for us now. How unmitigatingly stupid are you? Like with the Rough Riders and the peak of Rider pride, and I had a front row seat, the Riders were just crushing out jerseys. You want to cheer for us? Come on in! Where are you from? Pictou, Nova Scotia? Cambridge, Ontario? Fort McMurray, Alberta? Come on in! We'll take your money! And they were making kajillions, most of which has been peed away since. But still, that's how they did it. It's exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
The Canada's team thing, because it was the thing to do. If you weren't cheering for any other CFL team, but it's Grey Cup time and there's this swell of support, well, it's Saskatchewan. Everybody's getting on this Saskatchewan train. And in Vancouver, they're saying, we don't want you. It's the dumbest thing I think I've ever seen, and I've seen a lot of dumb things.
And then you wonder why you're going to get no television coverage. You wonder why TSN doesn't talk about you. You wonder why nobody wants to go to the games. You wonder why no tourists come and want to go see the Canucks. Because the fan base says, no, this is an exclusive club and you're not allowed. Well, the exclusive clubs don't make any money, and they're not popular. Like, I get it, but man, the team wants to be Canada's team. The fans, you know, that sit there and are mad about 2011, that are just, they're damaged. They need a hug. But the team wants to be Canada's team.
Right.
The team wants everybody in this country to embrace them and come to the games. It's the fans, for whatever reason, they want to be protective of it, and they don't want anybody else to come in here and enjoy their team.
I appreciate, by the way, Alan Hordell writes in, says, Rod, you've had your finger on the pulse of the CFL since you came into the CFL. Thank you, Alan. Chris Bird in Toronto says, hey, the Argos are Canada's team. Everybody hates them. LOL. Armando Moreno's watching in Mexico. He says, I'll be rooting for the team with a Mexican in the starting lineup, period. Be interested to see who that is. I'll wind this up by saying this. Steve Milton, the great Steve Milton from the Hamilton Spectator, Hall of Fame writer in the CFL, said to me one time, it was at the Hall of Fame induction in Hamilton 2017. He says, Rod, I've noticed something about you. You talk to everybody. And I'm not talking about, like, I not just say hello to the trainers. I have a deep discussion with the trainers, the bus drivers, the coaches, the players, the broadcasters, the ticket sellers, the ushers, the people working in the store. I talk to them. I get to know them in every stadium across the league. Same thing with the WHL. I talk to everybody. I get all the info. And then you got to kind of sit back and see who's right in all of that, right?
Yep.
A lot of stories overlap, Darren.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And you start to get a theme and you connect the dots and you know people and you build a reputation. Like, it doesn't just happen sitting behind a computer.
No. I mean, how many times have you heard me say, I go to the Pats games not to watch the hockey. I go to sit in the media room before the game and shoot the spit with all the NHL scouts and WHL scouts and SJHL scouts. And I talk to the goal judges and the Zamboni drivers. I'm not joking. How's your day going, guys? How's the ice? Hey, you had an itchy trigger finger on that goal last game. They love that.
Oh, yeah.
And I love it, too.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, and my inbox is full, and my phone's full. And when I leave here every day, my phone's ringing off the hook with people giving me information from the inside of the CFL and the WHL and the NHL. Now, I don't really care what people think of me because I know me.
Yeah.
And what's going on. So I've survived so long. Anyways, enough about that. We'll see you tomorrow. Game Plus TV Network, 10 a.m. Mountain, and right here on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.